their patrol cars with this money. The Branson Police Department will not receive any funds, software, or hardware from the grant. Sheriff's Office agrees to provide the remaining amount in local funds necessary to complete this purchase.
I don't have any problem with it because we've done it in the past, but I don't know that the, we don't have anybody here to speak to the amount. I mean, we can take, we'll take all the grants that we can take for the Taney County to receive, but this was a three-way partnership in these JAG grants. I'm going to wait and call Jimmy on the telephone and ask him about it before I vote on it. Is that okay? I mean, I'm trying to think of the gentleman from the city of Branson. He may not even be there anymore that presented those to us, but Jimmy will know. And can we move that motion? What did you die for lack of a second?
Yeah, well, motion dies for lack of second.
Can we? Well, we're not going to have time. I was going to step out and call Jimmy and ask him. I don't care to.
You can move it to after executive session if you want.
Let's move it to.
Definite time of 11.
Yeah, definite time. Before the staff, a daily staff review and agenda request, let's move it to right before that. I'll contact him between now and then. There may not be any problem. I'm sure there's not. But there's always been a couple of representatives here, one from the city of Branson and one from the sheriff's department that I can ever remember. It's always been.
Are you going to make a motion to table, or you just want to say move it?
My motion to table to daily staff review and agenda request.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Sounds like we're turning down money, but we're not.
Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Today I've only got one court order abatement. It's a refund abatement on real estate property. The abatement number is 202654. And I will let the assessor explain what was going on with this one.
When our staff went out to review this property, this map, number of properties on that map, it appeared by our mapping lines that there were structures on this property which we did not have assessed to this property. So, in 14, we assessed those structures to this person's property. Well, we find out later that our mapping lines were not correct. And thankfully, there was a Corps of Engineers post stake there that we could measure off of. And we went down and got that corrected in the mapping. Got their lines corrected. So the bottom line is this particular parcel doesn't have any structures on it. But in 14 and 15, I think we've already done maybe. But anyway, we build them for structures that aren't there. So that's why we're asking for a refund.
Do
at Pro Tem.
Yeah.
Is it close to the Ozark County line?
I'd have to get my map out, Ben.
I believe it is.
In legal description, it says it's Clarkson's Bull Shoals Lakefront Lot 7th and 10th Block A.
There's several of those in there that are... My first year in office, we went down and looked at roads and stuff in that subdivision. And they're... it's kind of messed up the way they're set up on the map. Matter of fact, the power company's got highline poles in the easements of where county roads are laid out and everything else, so.
You want to label this Exhibit A?
Exhibit A.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated 10-3-2016.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all I have for today.
We're going to be in recess until 10 o'clock, and then we'll go into executive session for 610.021, subsection 1, 3, and 12. Upstairs in our conference room.
I'm here, and that's about the best I can say.